How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to another Haunted Cafe episode. That's the first time I've introduced it like that. Sorry, it's been a minute since I've uploaded. I've kind of taken a little break. Not for any particular reason. You just know how it goes. It was Alan's birthday a couple days ago, so we took a break and, like, celebrated that. Went down to the beach, kind of relaxed a little bit. And I, you know, just pretty much took a little bit of a time period to myself. But, without getting into all of that, because like I said, there really wasn't anything that happened. I just stopped recording for a bit. But, yeah. So, today we're going to be talking about the Alice killings in Japan. And I just want to say that it's kind of graphic, so I'll do the whole warning right now. Warning, the following content is extremely violent, and that's not how the warning goes. But anyway, it's pretty graphic, pretty violent. We're not going to get into, like, a whole bunch of detail, but we're going to get into a decent amount of detail. So, discretion is advised when listening to this podcast episode. Yeah. So, before we get into the Alice killings, which I'm really excited about, not about what happened, but just the whole story in general. I do have a tea for us today, for once, and it is, I'll show you it before I drink it. It's white hibiscus. Is it hibiscus or hibiscus? And peach. the brand is Taylor's of Harrogate since 1886. But this actually came in like a whole box. It's like a huge box of, like, I think it's four different teas, and then it has four different mix-ins. There's, like, pink lemonade mix-in, cherry something. What is it? I think it's, like, cherry bomb or cherry slushy type mix-in, but you can mix it into the teas. So, right now, I'm just trying the plain white hibiscus and peach, and that's what I have over here. Careful, SpongeBob. Yeah. So here's that. This is actually a handmade cup that I got recently that I fell in love with. But yeah. it's really a mild tea. It's not crazy, like, strong or powerful. It's mild, you know. I can't really tell what I taste more in it, like more of the hibiscus or the peach. I feel like it's more of the hibiscus, but I'm not entirely sure. Either way, they, like, complement each other very, very nicely, you know? So. That's good. Alright. Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. the Alice killings. So, let me pull it up. So, today we are going to be talking about one of Japan's worst unsolved serial killings ever. That was really hard to say, serial killings. And it's actually a fairly recent killing, like, spree. From 1999 to 2005, five murders occurred. They are and were considered the most brutal and horrific crimes to have ever occurred. To this day, the killer has not been caught. And since this really didn't happen all that long ago, he or she could still be looming near us, ready to strike again. So now we're going to kind of get into the description of the victims. You'll see why they're known as the Alice killings a little bit later on. But the first victim was Sasaki Megumi. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. She was a 29-year-old restaurant owner. She was known to be very headstrong, very disciplined when it came to her business, meaning that she just wanted to make sure that everything was done correctly in her restaurant, you know, the first time. She didn't want a bunch of mistakes to constantly happen. She wanted to make sure that quality was happening in her restaurant, and that's not a bad thing. She was known to be sharp-tongued, meaning that she said what she meant, the first time. Like, she didn't really dance around or, like, sugarcoat things. Her customers seemed to flock to the restaurant because they knew they were getting good service and good food. Outside of work, she really enjoyed Japan's nightlife and partying. She really enjoyed going out with her friends. So this is pretty much, what happened before she disappeared. After a party at her friend's house, Sasaki decided to walk home. Her home was only a block away from her friend's house. She should have been fine to just walk home. Even though people did try to give her a ride, she just kind of kept insisting, like, I'll be fine. It's like 5 minutes away, if that, I'll be fine. Don't worry about me. Finally, she did convince everyone that she would be okay to just walk home, and so she left the party at 1 a.m. That's, as far as we know about that night. The next day was a nice and bright sunny day, so a random couple, just a random couple, decided to go for a walk in the woods near their house first thing in the morning. As they were walking in the middle of the woods, they stumbled across a horrific scene. So, trigger warnings and, all of that kind of stuff. First, they found a large puddle of blood in the middle of an unused walking path. They decided to follow it to see where it led. Like, I guess it was kind of like a trail almost, which I can't imagine. One, waking up first thing in the morning, deciding to go for this nice, peaceful walk, and then when you do go for this walk, you come across this, like, huge puddle of blood. Now, me first thought, I guess I wouldn't necessarily think something bad happened. I would probably think that it was, like, maybe animals getting into a fight and, like, one animal killing another, but it definitely wasn't that. I don't think my first thought would actually be, like, follow the trail of the blood, because if it is animals, or even if it is, to humans, you're not safe, So, I mean, good for them for trying to make sure that somebody was safe, or, just to figure out what was wrong, but I don't know if I could do that personally. but anyway, so as they walked down this unused trail, they were greeted by Sasaki's body, which was completely mutilated and torn apart. With her body parts just kind of hanging and strewn throughout the trees. Like, they were hanging from branches and just kind of like, it was a horrific scene. So obviously they called the police, which is crazy. I don't know, like, I don't know if I guess I would call the police because, like, obviously I didn't do it, but just to see that kind of terrifying, like, sight. Especially when you don't go walking through the woods all the time. It was just like a once in a, not once in a lifetime thing, but just once in a, for shits and giggles kind of, kind of thing. Just to be like, yeah, I'll go see what's in the woods. Let's go for a walk type thing, And then you happen to stumble across this. Like, are you ever gonna walk in nature again? But yeah, so they called the police. The police show up. They're investigating the body, and when they examine it further, it was noted that she had a playing card, which was the Jack of Spades, shoved in her mouth with the word Alice written on it, and nothing else could be found. No other type of, no fingerprints, no footprints, no DNA from the killer, nothing else. Which doesn't surprise me by how messed up her body was. So, the second victim was Yamen Akito. Sorry if I'm saying these wrong. As you know, I'm not really a great, like, pronunciator. But he was a singer that played in a small band. They played at bars or small nightclubs. Nothing fancy. Everybody's got to start somewhere. So they were just small places, but I mean, they were still getting out there and, like, showing their band off. That's the main part. Friends and family called him a kind-hearted man, someone who would do something, who would do anything for absolutely anyone. Like, he was just that nice of a guy. In fact, the band actually just dispersed after his death because they couldn't bear to find a new singer. He was just such a nice guy, you know? They were also upset because they were the last people to see him alive. The day of his death, which was February 11th, 2001, Akio and his band had rehearsal, like the day of. That night, his girlfriend came to see him and thought it was kind of odd that the home was completely empty, with no signs of him just going out for a minute and planning on coming back. Like, I'm assuming that probably meant that, like, his phone was still there, or his keys were still there, or, like, there were signs that it was almost as if he was just, like, picked up off the face of the earth and was gone, you know? A few days later, they reported him missing because he didn't show back up home. When the police began to investigate, they actually found something really disturbing on the CCTV camera in the apartment complex. What they saw actually. Thought I heard something move. That was creepy. Only thing that's over here is like my night. My dresser and stuff, so that's weird. But, yeah, so they looked on the CCTV camera, and what they saw was a hooded figure that was seen entering the building through a side door, and then a little while later, it's seen exiting, that same door with a strangely shaped trash bag. Say that like 10 times fast. Strangely shaped. I can't even do it once. But, I don't know what they mean by like strangely shaped, but I also don't know how a full person could fit into a trash bag if that's what they're intending, that like this hooded figure came in, put him in a trash bag and then left. I don't even think trash bags are that strong, but I mean, maybe I need to get some Japan trash bags 'cause they're like industrial strength. I shouldn't kid like that. But anyway, so no one saw this person like in person. The only time that they saw him was on this camera. So no one really knows like who this hooded figure is because obviously he had his face covered. A week later, Akio's body was found when the owner of the bar, Yoshida's, sorry, where the band often performs, was opening for the day. So, like, the owner came into the bar and he saw his body. Once again, kind of trigger warning. As he stepped inside, he found the man's body sitting at one of the tables with his vocal cords ripped out and clasped in his hands. And he was also shot in the head. Also in his hand was a King of Diamonds card with the name Alice written on it. So, you know, once again, he's holding his vocal cords with a playing card neatly, probably on top or tucked underneath, whatever, with the King of Diamonds. So, like, my question was, which wasn't really talked about from what I could find, does that mean that Akio was kept alive for a few days? Because he wasn't found, it says a week later, so that means that from the time he was taken from his apartment until the time, you know, his body was found, what was happening in between? He had to have been alive, or at least, I'm assuming he was in prison somewhere for a few days. But yeah, so that's two victims. One was just a restaurant owner, and the next was a singer. And the thing that's really strange with the serial killers, like most serial killers have, you know, they have a motive and they also have like a victim type. Like it's sometimes usually like males will murder females or vice versa, females will murder males. Or you know, like they stay on one path. Whereas this guy or girl seems to kind of just, it doesn't matter who he's murdering, it just happens, you know? I think the only person that I've heard of to really do that is like Richard Ramirez, But I could also be wrong with that too. I'm sure there's plenty of people that do it, but it's a rare thing. So, the third victim was Kai Sakura. This one's kind of even more rougher than the two first ones, just to let you know. Kai was a teenage girl who was in high school with dreams of becoming a fashion designer. She was loved very much by her friends and family, and she was also known to be a very good person, super nice, super friendly to everyone. That's the thing that kind of sucks, is that all of these people are just extremely good people. Like, obviously, no one deserves to be killed, but these guys were just really nice people, really good people that were trying to accomplish their dreams. One had a restaurant, the other was a singer, this one's wants to become a fashion designer. Like, they all had these really good dreams that they wanted to fulfill, and it sucks that they really didn't get a chance to fulfill them. But anyway, a week before she was going to graduate high school, she was abducted. Obviously, her whole family went crazy trying to find her. And they even got the whole town involved in a search to find her. They looked everywhere. 2 days later, she was found in a shallow grave, somewhere in the woods. To police, it didn't seem like she was buried to be hidden, because the killer actually made like a makeshift like headstone for her, which was just a stick in the ground with a card taped to it. She was the Queen of Clubs, and this also had Alice written on it. Gets gruesome. Her body had been destroyed. I don't really want to go into details, but one thing that was said was that a crown was actually like sewn onto her head, and just like a bunch of other stuff. It was just messed up. And actually, a note was left with her body. It was just mostly like kind of bullshit scribble, but there were a few lines that could be read. These were, "Death is a distorted dream. She will forever rule. Ha ha, those which die are the lucky ones." I'm not really sure what those mean, but this is definitely giving me like a Jack the Ripper vibe. Like, definitely. Just how like crazy tore up, I'll just say, all the bodies were. I mean, Jack the Ripper went really quick and he didn't like kidnap people and take them somewhere else, but it just gives me like Jack the Ripper vibes with like the letter, I guess, is my thing. So the last two victims actually occurred at the same time. Their names were Hayato and Hina. Sorry. These two murders were siblings. They were known to be very close, almost inseparable, and basically built-in best friends. Like, when like your sister is like the first person that you'll tell anything to, or your first person, like your brother even, will be the first person that you ask a question to. Like, that's basically what they were. They basically did everything together. Hina was the eldest sister, and she was known to be kind of stubborn. I mean, if she was in like kind of her teens-ish, that's probably why. Her younger brother, Hayato, was super smart and actually skipped a grade and ended up in his sister's class. This actually didn't really seem to upset the sister. Honestly, it probably brought them a little bit closer together, which is cool. Like, most kids, if something like that were to happen, I feel like the older one might have a little bit of like jealousy or something like that, but these guys seem like perfectly like best buds, So their bodies were found in their beds on April 4th, 2005. At first, no one understood what happened. That is pretty much until they noticed needle marks. These kids were actually killed by a lethal injection. I guess at the time they shared a bedroom as only one window was found open, and it was in their bedroom. Police believe that this was obviously how the killer got in. sneaking in so quietly that no one even heard him, not even the kids, because they were still s in like a sleeping position, if that makes sense. Each kid was holding half of the Ace of Hearts card. It also said Alice, just like all the others. This time, a very smudged footprint was found in the kids' rooms, and for once, they actually had some type of evidence that this person actually exists, and it kind of isn't just like a phantom, you know? So, shortly after the siblings' death, a man named Suzuki Yuto was arrested for the crimes. At the time, he said he couldn't really remember where he was at the times of any of the murders, so like all five of them. Now that seems kind of like an excuse, but it was a well-known kind of fact that Suzuki Yuto had a bunch of like mental health problems on top of being homeless. So he had, you know, obviously a lot of issues going on. But the thing was, like, why did they suspect him of killing these people in the first place? It was mostly the fact that he was found with Akito's jacket, which was the singer, and it was actually still covered in his blood. When asked how he got it, he said that a dark demon had given it to him, which, creepy. that could be the mental health talking, but Suzuki was actually released from like police custody when a homeless shelter 5 miles from the Kai household claimed to have Yuto in their files for the night of her murder. So I think that was the first let me scroll back up. I think that was the first murder. So he was actually re eventually released when a homeless shelter that was like 5 miles away from the third victim's home actually claimed to have him on file that night. So, like, he was there sleeping that night when she was murdered. So, there was no way for him to, like, abduct her and go back to there and, you know, go back and forth and stuff like that without being noticed, which doesn't mean that he didn't commit any of the other murders, but okay. Like, I guess if he didn't commit one of them, then I guess to police that meant that he didn't do all of them because of the fact that they all had that Alice card. So I guess they didn't think that he could possibly be some kind of like copycat killer. But yeah. So this series of killings remains unsolved to this day. Or are they? Sadly, I mean, I guess not sadly. As it turns out, this urban legend is nothing more than a very realistic and messed up creepypasta. So when I first read this, I was like, oh my gosh, this is really messed up. But it's not true. According to everywhere that I've looked, there are no documents whatsoever of supporting that this whole story ever happened. This was just a really messed up creepypasta. Even still, it's considered a really sinister urban legend for Japan. Like, I don't know if it's mostly like Americans like consider this an urban legend for Japan, but it's just like when I looked this up, it was like top urban legends for Japan, blah blah blah. And I'm like, I'm reading it, I'm like, wow, this is really messed up. But then it's like, you know, you keep reading further down. It's like, this is totally fake. It's creepypasta. I mean, I'm pretty sure I had you going for a little bit there, right? Just a little bit. Maybe not. Probably not. But, so I kind of wanted to figure out, like, where this came from. Like, people say that it's obviously not real, but it does stem from something kind of creepy, too. It's actually possible that this creepypasta is based off of a song. Honestly, I'm just gonna go out and say it. It's actually completely based off of this song. So I'm going to butcher these next, like, couple sentences. But on April 30th in 20... said that wrong. 2008, a producer known as Yugami P uploaded his first song to Nikko Video called Hitobashira Ashura. I'm gonna put like the text here. It translates roughly to Alice of Human Sacrifice. It tells the story of a dream who lures people into its world, and then it goes on to tell each story of an Alice. So the song has a few parallel. I hit myself in the face. So this, I'm scared I'm gonna hit the mic because it's like right here, so I was like trying to get closer. But anyway, so the song has a few parallels with each murder. The first Alice was trapped in the woods, which is where Megumi's body was found. The second Alice was a singer who was shot by a madman. The third Alice was well loved, became the country's queen, and was taken over by a distorted dream. So, like, the second Alice was obviously the singer, and it was actually said that he was shot in the head, but all of this, was obviously not true. The third Alice was well loved, which was Kai. She was loved by her friends and family, and it said that she was taken over by a distorted dream. Well, that's just where that letter came from. And the fourth and final Alice, in the song, it only has like four Alices. I guess the twins are kind of put into one. They are described as a stubborn big sister and an intelligent young brother. It also speaks of how they have yet to awaken, which is a possible reference of them dying in their sleep. In addition, the suits of each cards found on the bodies are also mentioned. Yugami P has not stated if this song has any relation to the killings, but it is widely assumed. But I feel like someone took this song and created this terrifying creepypasta out of it because it's literally the same things. Like, they basically just like took the basis of each of these things and turned it into a serial killer story, which is still really cool. Like, don't get me wrong. It's a really cool story. Like, let me preference that. It's a story. It's not an actual true crime case or anything like that. It's a story. So it's definitely really neat though. And yeah. Is it weird that I didn't really think of Japan as having like serial killers? They obviously do, I'm sure, but I just never really thought about it. For some reason, I thought that was like a US thing. Yeah. And I also thought that this tale just seems so much more spookier and kind of realistic because it takes place in Japan. I feel like Japan is a really spooky but beautiful place. Like, you have all of the old like statues and old buildings and stuff like that, and it just seems like it's just very beautiful and creepy. It's all I can say. Also, I just wanted to point out that some people kind of think that this creepypasta is based off of the playing card killer from Spain. And while it kind of has similarities, mostly the playing cards, I feel like it was obviously definitely influenced by that song. You know what I mean? Because I listen to the song. I listen, they have, sorry. They have English dub versions of the song, and then they also have like the Japanese version. I'm gonna link the like a YouTube video. Excuse me. I'm gonna link a YouTube video so you guys can like listen to it yourself. It's a really beautiful song. I was actually surprised. But yeah. So the Alice Killings, not a true urban legend, but still a really creepy urban legend. Like as I was reading it, I kept picturing like the ring and and I was like, this would actually be a really creepy like Japanese movie, So yeah. But yeah, so that's it for this, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Sorry, it wasn't as like graphic as I thought it was going to be, but it kind of is. Or maybe I'm just used to it kind of, maybe I'm used to like listening to true crime so much that I just didn't think it was as graphic as it actually was. So let me know down in the comments below. Did I have you guys go in there for a little bit? Did you think it was actually a true urban legend? That'd be kind of cool. if you actually thought I was being serious. Yeah. If that's what we want to call it. I don't know. But anyway, thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you in the next video. Catch you later.